At a time when Humboldt County is trying to carry out suicide prevention, state funding for it has dropped. The funding reduction was the most prominent point of discussion as the Board of Supervisors fielded an update on behavioral health planning at its June 23rd meeting. A range of mental health services are funded through the state's 1% tax on annual income over $1 million. Presenting a new 3-year plan for the county's use of its share of the funding, Behavioral Health Services Act Coordinator Oliver Gonzalez said the voter approval of Proposition 1 doesn't mean there's more money for mental health services. He said, quote, "One emphasis I really wanted to call out here is Proposition 1 is not an expansion of dollars. If anything, it's a reduction of 5%. Prop 1, the Behavioral Health Services Act, replaces and overhauls the former Mental Health Services Act." Here, Gonzalez explains how the change diverts funding for suicide prevention.
One definition that they added in Proposition 1 regulations is that moving forward, counties need to focus on a type of prevention known as indicated prevention. That's the type of prevention where it needs to be focused to BHSS early intervention participants. It needs to be targeted to people who have elevated risk, essentially. That is a really different pivot from what the MHSA would allow in the past, which we would be known as universal prevention, which is no longer allowable under the BHSA. Universal prevention is defined as the broad population-wide efforts not tied to individual risk. I wanted to call that out because for here in Humboldt County and many other counties, that affects a multitude of different programs, such as our suicide prevention program that we've had a partnership with our public health department. That's a program that unfortunately fits under universal prevention and we cannot fund under the BHSA moving forward as a result.
The 5% the county loses instead goes to the California Department of Public Health, as explained in this exchange between Supervisor Natalie Arroyo and Behavioral Health Director Emmy Botchler-Rogers.
Could you elaborate a little bit more on that suicide prevention piece? So it's not an allowable use under BHSA, but how are we anticipating kind of shifting to, I know suicide prevention is one of our community public health areas of focus. Could you say a little more about that?
I can just comment that the intention in part is that 5% doesn't come to us, and CDPH is able to use some of that to fund those activities through local public health jurisdictions. Whether or not that's sufficient, I think, is still being determined, but yes, it's meant to be diverted in a way that still funds those activities, but maybe at a lesser amount or in different ways.
So how are we envisioning continuing to support that suicide prevention work kind of while we wait to see how they manage to fund it?
We're not, through behavioral health, able to fund. I think we spent $300,000 per year about of MHSA funds. So that can no longer come to us, to public health. Public health is aware, and there's conversations about whether or not funding from CDPH will support that, but it won't come directly from behavioral health at this time.
Humboldt County's suicide rate is more than twice as high as the state's. According to a county report, between 2014 and 2023, there were 338 suicides, an average of 34 per year. That calculates as 24 to 25 suicides for every 100,000 residents, which is far higher than the state's rate of 10.7. The county's suicide prevention efforts were discussed here by Assistant Public Health Director Michelle Stevens at Arroyo.
CDPH took a lot of stakeholder feedback around what to do with that 5%. And so it not only did it fund public health departments, it also funded other CBOs and other entities too. And so part of what they want is a a requirement there to have a suicide prevention plan with that funding. So every county health department has to have a suicide prevention plan in use of that funding in addition to whatever else it might fund. So they're doing an allocation formula for what counties might receive, and that's part of the requirement. And it has to be related to your CHA and your CHIP, your county health assessment and your improvement plan. So it's definitely on their radar around the suicide prevention work, and it's going to be a requirement for counties to have that too. So
thank you. I'm so concerned about it here.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. of our data around suicide. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure you all care very deeply about this. I just don't want to let it go.
The effect of the funding shift remains to be seen. Bachelor Rogers said, quote, "Within behavioral health over the last couple of years, we've done really robust efforts around suicide screening and adopted tools and policy around doing that in ways that are very diligent." And she added, "We are really addressing suicide as directly as possible." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.